Despair. I have shot all my arrows. Run to fetch them, lad.
I have two, Master Jonathan, but I do not see the others.
Is not the arrow beyond thee? Make haste. Speed. Stay not.
Ah, that is the signal of my good friend Jonathan sends me. Make haste. Speed. I must flee. The king seeks to kill me.
From Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles. David, one of the best-known men in Bible history. David and Goliath, any child can tell that story, and it stands through the ages as a lesson that the weak can overcome the strong if God is there. David and Jonathan, the eternal example of true friendship. David and Bathsheba, and the lesson that sin is always found out and punished, and that stolen love is bitter. All men know David for these things. But David stands through time as another reminder, the reminder that God always keeps his promises, though men fail. For God promised that the kingdom of David should never end, and that through his line should come the great king who should redeem the world. A giant could not kill this boy destined to be king. A woman could not turn him aside from his purpose. But Saul, the king who rejected God, determined to kill David to protect the throne for his own line.
David must die. As the javelin pierces, so will David die. Bring him to me. Command David to come at once.
He is no longer here, Master, for he has fled.
Ah, then I will pursue him. He has sought to steal the hearts of the people with his great deeds and his flattery. Now he has beguiled young Jonathan to his side. Jonathan, who himself should be king. David must be killed. Prepare the men to ride. I myself will slay him.
When the news was brought to David, he fled for fear of Saul and came to Nob to Ahimelech the priest.
Patience. I'm coming. Why, it is David cometh from the court of the king.
It is I, Ahimelech.
And are no young men with thee? And why comest thou in such haste?
Why, I come on business for the king. None is to know of it, and it requireth haste. Now I pray thee, give me to eat, for I am hungry. And is there here under thy hand either sword or spear? For I have brought neither my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business requireth such haste.
We have here the sword of Goliath, whom thou slewest. It is wrapped in a cloth. I will get it, and you may take it.
David ate, and took the sword of Goliath, and arose and fled for fear of Saul to Achish, the king of Gath. But rather than peace, David found his presence brought doubt and fear.
He is dangerous, O king.
He has come to destroy us.
Yea, he will slay us.
Bring him in to me, well guarded, and I will see to it.
Is this David, the usurper of the throne of Saul of Judah?
Yea, O king, even he.
The very one the people sang of in dances. Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s.
Lo, the guards bring him hither.
Ah, we shall study him well.
See, he foams at the mouth, and the guards can hold him on his feet.
What? A madman, and you fear him? Lo, you can see the man is quite mad. Do I need a gibbering idiot to entertain me? Take him out and let him be gone. Let his madness be the payment for his misdeeds.
Thus, by feigning madness, David was saved and went from the court of Achish to the cave Adullam. There, when his friends and brethren heard of it, they went to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them. and there were with him about 400 men.
King David! Oh, King David!
What meaneth that sound?
There cometh a messenger from Nob, covered with blood.
Let him be brought to me.
My lord, my father Ahimelech, the priest is dead, and all of the house and the city, save only me, who escaped.
All?
Slain?
Yea, even every woman and child and oxen and sheep by the edge of the sword.
Saul? Slay the priest? For what cause?
Because my father hath given thee bread, and the sword of Goliath for armor.
Thou art my friend, yet I have caused the death of all in thy father's house. Stay here with me.
Saul, seek my life.
Abide thou with me. Fear not, for he that seeketh thee seeketh my life. But with me thou shalt be in safety. God shall not allow Saul to harm thee.
So be it as thou hast said.
Master, master, Saul is close to thee. He hath brought 3,000 of his men with him to slay thee, and campeth in the hill of Hakilah.
What do they now?
They sleep, with Saul in the middle, and Abner, the captain of his host, beside him.
Who will go down with me to the camp to see?
I will go with thee.
Come then, Abishai. Let us go while it is still night.
They sleep.
See that thou wakest none of them.
Look, yonder lies Saul, with Abner and his people around him.
And his spear stuck in the ground. I see they expect us not.
God hath delivered thine enemy into thine hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray thee, with a spear to the earth at once.
Destroy him not, Abishai. For who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?
What? Not slay him? And let him slay thee?
As the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, for his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth mine hand against him. But I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his side, and the cruse of water.
That I will do gladly.
Walk softly.
Here you are, Saul's spear and water.
See how these men sleep. Surely the Lord hath closed their eyes. Let us go.
Turn we this way to the camp?
Nay, let us go just to the top of the hill, a safe distance between Saul and us, but close enough to be heard. All right, Abishai. We have come far enough.
Abner? Abner! Art thou sleeping?
Who art thou that waketh the king's camp?
Art thou not the king's guard? Why then hast thou not seen to his safety?
The king stands safely beside me.
But there came one of the king's enemies into the camp, and you saw him not. This thing is not good, Abner, and thou deservest punishment, because thou dost not protect the king.
Oh. None was in the camp. All is well with the king.
Where then is the king's spear? And the cruse of water that lay beside him.
Oh, why? It is not here.
Nay, Abner, they are not. I have them, and I fetched them from the camp with mine own hand.
David, thou art David. I know thy voice.
It is I, O king. Why do you pursue me, King Saul? I have been to thee as a son. What ill have I done thee? If the Lord has stirred thee up against me, let me make an offering to him. But if men have turned thee against me, let them be cursed. See, O king, I mean thee no harm. I stood at thy side in the camp whilst thou slept, but I harmed thee not.
I have sinned. My son David, return with us in safety. Behold, I have played the fool. I will no more seek thy life, because my soul was precious in thy sight. Return with us.
Nay, O king, let me only go in safety. It was the Lord who delivered thee into mine hand today, and it was the Lord who stayed my hand from slaying thee, for I could not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed.
Thou mayest go without fear, David.
Behold, send one of thy young men to fetch back to thee the king's spear and the cruse of water which I have taken. And go in peace, O King Saul.
Blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things. and also shalt thou prevail.
So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. Then it was that Saul was pressed sorely by the Philistines, and he visited the witch of Endor to learn of his own death. Thus it was that Saul and his three sons died at the hand of the enemy, and David was made king. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. How marvelously God moves in the lives of men. Saul, whose pride caused him to lose the throne. Jonathan, whose love for David made him willingly give up a throne for his friend. David himself, who took a small, weak nation and transformed her into the greatest kingdom in the world at that time. David, who, though he sinned, turned in repentance to God, and who, through his faithfulness, provided the line through which came Jesus the Christ. In the fullness of time, the angel Gabriel was sent to Nazareth to Mary, who was of the family of David, and he said to her,
"Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end."
Jesus Christ has not yet ruled on the throne of David, but in the fullness of time even this shall come to pass. In the meantime, the Lord God of Israel extends to the whole world the invitation to receive his Son as Savior. To all who accept this invitation is given the promise to reign with Jesus when he takes over his kingdom. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Accept the invitation today while there is still time. Today's script was written for Miracles by Gene Martin. DeWitt Jones was heard as King Saul, and Charles Kelch was Jonathan. Others in the cast were George Ustra, Nikki Chavers, Dayton Walker, Lee Anderson, and David Hewson. Music by Jim Martin. Technical supervisor, Dave Harrell. This is Dave Yurick inviting you to join us next week for Miracles. Miracles is a Bob Jones University production.